for today, I wanted to go discuss just a few little things from the Sefer Oitzer Pilo Satara. Okay, just an assortment of interesting ideas. Zicherman.
Nice guy.
Zicherman. He's quite a Talmud Chacham. Best part of the Sefer are the biographies. Every time he mentions the Talmud Chacham, he has the long footnotes telling us the history, when they were born, when they died, where they're buried, and all of the Sfarim they wrote, and all snaps of their life. So that the whole Sefer is worth it just for the biographies that he has in every one of these Talmud Chacham. He also does that. Okay, but we have the biographies in the back. The Pinyin, the Pinyin, the Rambam. Okay, so we have over here he has quite a selection of obscure midrashim and ideas. Bereish and Shemos. Right. We did Bereish every so often. We do this. So now this is Shemos. This came out last year. Hopefully he'll come out in Vayikra. Hopefully he'll come out in Vayikra. It's already been 2 years, I think, since this volume came out. It's made a big hit. This Sefer has been a major hit in the yeshiva world.
Satma?
No, Munkach. Munkach and Roshakov.
Huh?
He's
It's a major hit, this Sefer. A lot of very bizarre ideas. I did not get through the parish. I did not get very far through the parish. Let me just present you a few things which caught my attention. I'm just telling you tiba shabayam of what he has here, but things that I picked up. First, interestingly, Yaakov Avinu, there's a medrash, Isa, where is this? I'm not even sure where this is, that before Yaakov Avinu, he went down to Mitzrayim, he made sure to marry off all of his children. Even the children that were 1 or 2 years old, very, very little, because he was so afraid of the Tumas Mitzrayim, he was makbid to make sure every one of them were married, of his grandchildren, the Yalkut Shemoni says, Af hayaladim ketanim keperetz v'chetzroin v'chamul, shayu kibnei shana v'shnasayim, were 1 or 2 years old, shidich lem Yaakov avinu noshim tem yotzu l'mitzrayim. Very interesting idea, they all came to Mitzrayim married. Every one of Yaakov's grandchildren, the Shiva Nefesh, came to Mitzrayim married.
How did they call them?
That's only the boys he married off, that's a good one.
That's the Gemara's question.
Okay, that's what it is. Let's go further. Okay, now, he has this very long discussion about the various names. Elish, Shemos, Bnei Yisrael. We actually spent some time on it this week. The significance of a name. The significance of a name. And what he does here, he goes through it at a very great length, which I'm not going to do at all. He goes through the whole Shas. Obviously, he must have used a computer for this. Do we find Tanoim and Amoraim in Shas that have the name of the Shiftei Kah? Reuven, Shimon, God, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Zvulun, and so on and so forth. Do we find tonight? There's no Moshe. And what about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yach? Do we have a Tana? Omar, Rabbi Avraham. No. Do we have a Tana? Do we have a Tana, Rabbi Yitzchak? Well, it's the first Rashi, but only in the Medrash. We don't find in the Talmud. Nowhere in the Talmud is there a Tana by the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. I think he gives that more. He goes to Tanaim and Amoraim, the entire Shas.
Yaakov, yeah.
The entire Shas. It's a tremendous bekis.
Yaakov, Bar Yaakov.
That's Yaakov. Yaakov we do have. He discussed Yaakov, or Yaakov might be an exception, but then Shekhid the king. But just to make that point that the names he goes through, the Shas, Tanoim, Amoraim, Bavli, Yerushalmi, and Midrashim, the major Midrashim, when we make use of the names of the Shiftei Ka. He has a discussion, he goes through each one, Barichos. In part of his conversation, he says something that I found to be very interesting, and really it's not in this week's parish, it's back in Parashas Vayishlach. He says that Klal Yisrael is called after two Shvatim. We're called after Levi, after God and Asher. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's a medrash. This is a very strange medrash. When the Shvatim are born, back in Parshas Vayishlach, the last two Shvatim to be born, the last two Shvatim to be born was, okay, that's where they were born, but then when they were listed, when Yaakov Avinu, when he arranged them to meet Esav, I made a small mistake, not when they were born, when they were lined up to meet Esav, the pasuk concludes with the children of Zilpah, or Vinei, who were the last of the children, the foremost, Rachel, Leah, Bilah, Zilpah, who was Zilpah's children, she had two children, or Vinei, Zilpah, Shifchas, Leah, God, Ve'asher. Eile, and then the Pasuk summarizes, Eile b'nei Yaakov. So the Medrash says that you put the period, move over the period. Don't conclude the Pasuk, u'b'nei zilpa shivchaste god v'yasha, Eile, then period, and then Eile b'nei Yaakov. Put the period before God, and read the Pasuk, god v'yasha, Eile b'nei Yaakov. It's a beautiful medrash. All of the children of Yaakov shall be called by the name of God the Osher. What does that mean exactly? So he explains that God is Mazel Tov.
Bogot.
Bogot. God means good mazel, good fortune. Osher means happiness.
Yeah.
The whole Klal Yisrael, it's a bracha. Eile b'nei Yaakov, the ganz Klal Yisrael is called, they have good mazel, have hatzlocha mazel, and they should have a happy life. With happily ever after. That's the medrash. Eil God v'osher, Eile b'nei Yaakov. Good mazel and osher comes from the expression of happiness. Alright, he goes on, okay, running, jumping through a couple of things, come across. Now he talks about names. He makes the following observation. How could it possibly be that we have people today alive that we call by the name of Malachim? We know people that are called Michael, Azriel, Raphael, very popular name, Raphael, okay, Oriel, and the Uriel. The list goes on and on. The list goes on and on, and it's okay. There are many names. So Rav Chaim Vital says that his Rebbe, Rav Chaim Vital, was the main Talmud of the Arizal. He was very upset. He was very mocked, never ever to say the name of the Malachim. You look at the article Siddur, right? Yom Darab, they have there in the brackets the name of the Malachim. Those people who are into these type of things, they say, don't say it. Don't say it. Just be Maharer. You're not allowed to say the name of Me'ikar Hadin. According to the rules of Kabbalah, you're not allowed to say the name of a Malach. And the reason given is because when a Malach hears its name being said, the Malach gets scared. And they get scared. They get scared. It's disturbed. Oh, someone's calling me. What do you want? What do you want? And then when you come down, and they say, this guy called me. I came all the way down to see what he wants. False alarm. He just was just talking Dvarim B'Teilim. False alarm. You know that if the fire department comes down to a building, to yeshiva, because of the false alarm, because someone's smoking in the dormitory, we know how much they fine the yeshiva, $5,000. False alarm. Putting the whole city in sakana. The fire department, they're on standby for the real business, not for people who are yeshiva bottle and smoking in their dormitory room. What? You have to buy insurance for the false alarms.
They have it in snow country.
Yeah.
That you can buy in advance for $100 a card, so in case they have to come and rescue you,
yeah,
they won't charge you. You pay, it's like an
insurance. In case they come to rescue you, you spare the expense.
Right.
So when the Malach comes and finds out it's a false alarm, it's not very happy. He sends the bill in the mail for the false alarm. So you're not allowed to say the name of Malach. How then can we go and call people by the name? Eile Shmos Bnei Yisrael. It goes into a long discussion about names. We call people by people's first names. And for that matter, Nikar Hadin, you should not be allowed. And this is a hakpah that until the time of the Gemara, people were very machped not to call anyone by the name of the Avos. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. No one was called by these names because these names are so holy. They're so holy. How dare a person call himself by this name? He actually brings down a story. Okay, after the story was there was a child that was very sick. I think it was the Chassam Sofer, and they told the Chassam Sofer, the baby is very sick. Please be mispal for the baby. What's the baby's name? Moshe. The Chassam Sofer was Moshe. Why do you call him Moshe? Moshe. Who do you name after? We didn't name after anyone. We named after Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? He was born on Zayin Adar. So we figured it would be a nice thing to name Moshe. The Chassam Sofer said, you made a big mistake. You don't do this. The Chassam Sofer said, you don't do that. Because
the
Bishlama today, you want to go name someone Moshe after previous Moshe. Okay, Gesundheit, you can name it after. But Stama Zoy, do you know Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kedusha, Moshe Rabbeinu, who he was? It's a Kitroik. It's a Kitroik on a person to carry the name of Moshe when he's not holding by Moshe Rabbeinu. So for that...
Was born
Zayin Adar. He was called Moshe. This goes back already. We don't do this. We're not Nizer. Okay? Obviously, we're not Nizer because today we call. But it's the same idea. The same idea. We call Malachim. We call people the name Malachim. But the Ikar Hadin, going back hundreds of years, it was in the minute very much Nimak. But you don't call people by the name of Malachim. You don't call people by the name of very holy people. Even time of the Gemara, we don't find a Tana called Moshe because in Dinah we're learning no one can take upon themselves to call them by themselves as Moshe. However, Niskatnu Hadoros. The generations became weaker, and we now he says he says about the Malachim, they know it's a false alarm already. They know that in this world everyone is calling them by the name. They don't even bother coming. Tell the fire department they already took they disconnected the system. It doesn't even bother them, so there's no big deal anymore to say to call people by their name. And it comes to tzaddikim, kevon the doshu beradim. Since already became the ice has been broken, it's already acceptable. Then he goes on to say something that is utterly shocking. He says that the reason why we're allowed to call people by these names is manazeh, is because we don't pronounce their names correctly correctly today. We don't know how to pronounce a base or a kuf, Yaakov with the base. We don't know how to pronounce that. We don't know how to pronounce the ayin. We don't know how to pronounce it tzadi. We think that we know how to speak. We know how to speak in Hebrew. But that's why he also said why there's a Yanko. And we do find a Tana. There's a Tana, I think, in the Yerushalmi. His name was Avram. Not Avraham, but Avram. Why? They wanted to call it after Avraham, but Avraham is Kodesh Kodashim. So they called him. The name was Avram. It was the closest thing. You don't say
Gemara
Avraham.
Says that
only anyone who calls Avraham Avinu by the name of Avram is an Elohim Sase. But to call a child by the name of Avram, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. And Bedavka the Gemach, but not to call a person by the name of Avram due to Avram Avinu's Kedusha. However, Bezman Hazeh, when we don't know how to pronounce people by their, we don't anyway speak the language the way it's spoken, the correct way, so it's not considered a violation of the Zalzal in the Kedusha of their name, because it's not pronounced the way it should be pronounced.
Rav Hankins, hired a Taimani to teach him how to say,
how to pronounce the words.
Pronounce the words
Shema.
For Shema.
Shema. Okay, the Briskas, they do Shema. Shema. Okay. So this is just an interesting thing of naming someone by the name of a Malach, or by the name of one of the Gedolei Yisrael. Okay, then we all know that's why that the Rambam, the original the Matzeh of the Rambam today is obviously not the original Matzeh of the Rambam, but it says there it's been changed what it said originally. But it says there is Mimoisha v'yad Moisha leikom ki Moisha. That doesn't just mean that Mimoisha, first name Moisha, what?
He was the first one named Moshe since Moshe.
Exactly. So we think, there were a lot of Moshes on the way. There must have been a million Moshes. The ones that count. My father made a joke once in shul when George Bush became president.
George.
There wasn't more than George. Was there? Yeah. All the presidents?
George Harris.
Warren. No, that was not George.
I don't think there were any other Georges. George via George, like Havoke George. But Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not just standard that the Rambam was called Moshe after there was no other Moshe. People didn't take it upon themselves. It was in the Skadnu Hadoros.
The art site is on Sunday.
The Rambam.
Yeah.
Okay, who was the next one to be called Moshe that they wrote about this in the neck on the Matseva? The Ramah. Not the Ramban. But they didn't write about the Ramah. Moshe Isilis. The Moshe Isilis. The Moshe Vyad Moshe Lekom Kamoshe. Who was the next one? The next one was there was someone else I think that he wrote after the Ramah.
Moshe Hadarsha?
No, that's before
Rashi.
Okay, wait, I don't remember. But these are the two famous, the Moshe v'yad Moshe leikom, leikom ki Moshe. Okay, let's go to another idea. I'll mention this, that Rabbi Mayevsky mentioned to me yesterday, he actually quotes it here in the name of the Rishonim, the Das Baal Zakenim, is that Shifra and Pua. Shifra and Pua, we were brainwashed. Baruch Hashem, Rashi, that Shifra and Pua was Miriam and Yocheved, or some say it was Lisheva. It was Miriam's, Yocheved's daughter-in-law, but they were Jewish, and Pharaoh just changed their name to Shifra and Pua. However, the Das Baal Hizkenim says they were non-Jews. They were non-Jews. Miriam, Shifra and Pua were two Gerim. They were two converts. They were not originally Jewish, because Pharaoh would never trust a Jewish woman to be the midwives for the Jewish people. It's a very fascinating medrash from the Das Baal Hizkenim. Okay, let's now go to another fascinating topic. He has a long, very long discussion, very, very detailed discussion about the following matter. Shaila. If a person becomes a rough, get a shtela, become a rough, big shul, get a rough, do you make a bracha, bircha shechianu b'shem u'malchus? Baruch atah Hashem, elokeinu melech haolam, shechianu v'kimanu, what?
You never know how
it lasts. So as long as it lasts, just because it doesn't last, whatever it was.
Like
you've served. You've done your time. You've served your time. You have contributed to the betterment of the world by serving your time in this world. Do you make a bracha bircha shachianu when you become a rough?
Who says it?
Do you become what?
Who says it's a
table? It's a parnasa. You have an opportunity to do good things for the world. The opportunity. Getting out of jail, first halacha shochleachi benish goymel, not goymel. Coming out of bay asir, but the truth is, you could ask that the bisman has said the jails today is not equivalent to the jails of the time of Chazal. Not better, because the time of Chazal, it was you were put in jail for no good reason. It was there was no good reason. Here, the person is put in jail because he deserves to be put in jail. Ruba de ruba. Rub, not all the time. Rub, not all the time. So you can make a bracha on the bachaga, but you make a bracha of shechianu. So one of the issues, mitzadech, and it's a wonderful thing. You have now an opportunity to make mitzvah. Doesn't have to come around often, such an opportunity. On the other hand, in this week's parasha, vayomas yosef v'chol lecha v'chol hadar hahu. What does Chazal comment on this pasuk of Yosef? Why did Yosef die first? Because Yosef was the rav, rabbonus. That doesn't mean rabbonus in the sense that we use rabbonus, but it means leadership. Leadership means rulership, that a person that is in a position of authority, the authority buries him. It causes him to die prematurely. And that can be interpreted in many different ways, either spiritually, there's always a tviya, people are upset, they're mekatrik upon him, and shemayim mekatrik, or it can mean agmas nefesh, or just the pressure, the tension, the quality of life, it's not a job that is good for one's health. Whatever it means, that's what it says in the Chazal. Okay, does it apply? So therefore, here's the issue. It's a wonderful thing to become a rough. But since Chazal also make a very, very, they make a statement, and it says in Pirkei Avos, and it says in Chazal, that Rabbonis is koiveres es be'oleha, it's a bad thing. And on a bad thing, you don't make a shechianu. So this really gets into the shaila of when exactly do you make a shechianu. For example, by a bris mila. Do you make a shechianu by a bris mila? So some do. You make a bris mila, you make a shechianu. The Tosfos says you don't. Sara dinuka. Whenever the Sara dinuka, it counteracts the good thing. Another example: the first time you shecht an animal, you get you smicha, you kabol and shchita. Ah, now I'm going to do shchita for the very first time, and you shecht an animal. The first time you do the mitzvah shchita, you make a shechianu on the first time you do ma'aseh shchita. No. Why? You keep destroying the animal. So you make it out of the b'kisei adam. You make it out of the trash like it says you do?
Rashi holds the first time you do a mitzvah in your life.
You make a shachiyanu. But the question is, by an animal, by shchita, there is an exception. Because there you're causing harm. This churban, you're causing death, you're causing destruction. So that...
When the kayin, the first time he did the avodah,
so what avodah... You should avoid the avodah begins with Kabbalah. Shchita k'shar bizarre. Shchita k'shar bizarre. So maybe the avodah was the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah Saddam. The Halach Lemaisa, he spoke to Shachyanu, he did the Kisi Hadam for the first time. Because Kisi Hadam, that's really an after effect of the Maisa Shchita. So this is a debate. When you do a mitzvah, when a mitzvah comes to Tsar, some say you do, some say you don't. So it's a very big child you make about it. It brings out a story, a certain Rav, his name was David, and he had an installation. He became the Rav, they had a ceremony, he got to give his drasha, so he had a shayla, he made the bracha, not the make the bracha, so he said, Vayivorech David es Hashem le'enei kol hakohol. Vayomer David, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam. That's what it says in the pasuk, and then he just concluded she'echiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. Once already he said this pasuk, and the pasuk concludes Elokeinu melech ha'olam to add the words of manafshach. If I'm allowed to make a bracha, I'm in kavana that Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam is a bracha, and if you're not allowed to make a bracha, so what did I do already? I just said a pasuk and I concluded with words which are not a bracha. A very interesting little chap to
which Reb David was this?
His name was, if you'll know who this person is, Talmud Muvak Shalagoyin HaGadol Moreinu HaRav David Strauss Shin Tes Resh Vav Yud Zayin Katz Strauss Katz Zeichet Tzadik Levach Shrei Av Bezin Bekil Kadosh of Furth, yeah? Yeah, okay, in Frankfurt, and when he made an installation, that's what he did because of this Shaila. Okay, let's go to another interesting idea. Amram, we go to a wedding. Sad Lisha makes a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvosav V'Yos Lanu Es Ha'Royos V'Hit Lanu Es Ha'Nesuos Al Yidei V'Yos Lanu Es Ha'Ruzos V'Hit Lanu Es Ha'Nesuos Lanu Al Yidei Chupa V'Kidushin Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Al Yidei Chupa V'Kidushin. What is the obvious kash? The obvious kash is what comes first. Chupa is Kinyan Nisuin, when you take the woman into your home. Kiddushin is being mekadesh, is the masik kiddushin, when the man gives the woman either kesef and he says to harayat mikudesh asli. In the time of Chazal, kiddushin preceded nisuin by a year. You first make kiddushin, you're 100% legally married. In fact, the marriage is even stronger than nisuin. The punishment for being mezaneh is greater than after nisuin. And then when a year later, you then conclude the marriage by bringing the woman into your home, into your chuppah, and you recite a new series of brachos, the brachos of nisuin. Bizman hazeh, we do everything b'vas achas. The kohen takes the kala into the chuppah, into his rishus, and while she is in his rishus, he there does ma'aseh kiddushin, and then you make the brachos to the birchas kiddushin and the birchas nisuin. So l'chora, the order should be al yidei kiddushin v'chupa. This is a very basic question. Why by a wedding do we reverse the seder of the marriage? So there are a number of answers. The first answer is the goal is al yidei chupa. And the chuppah, the way we come to chuppah is through the kiddushin soif maisa b'machshava tchila. The goal is, yeah.
Atosov,
then instead of saying v'kiddushin, it should be with a base. Al chuppah b'kiddushin.
I could say something else.
Yeah.
Chuppah is matter for you,
yeah.
The isha. Kedushim asks for the entire world.
Odd, if you want to focus on the positive, very nice. You want to focus first on the positive, then on the beautiful. You don't want to start off with an issa. You don't want to start off with something that is negative. You want to focus on the positive, the heter. Beautiful idea. Okay, now he brings another idea. The idea, in fact, comes from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik himself, the brisker of Chaim Soloveitchik, says that it comes and it opens up a fascinating insight into Yadus. It comes from Amram. We know that Amram is a very mysterious figure. We all attribute Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Tayag Mitzvos. Toras Moshe. We also know that the Avos were Mekayim the Mitzvah before it was given. And we know there were things that Adam did. There were things that Noach did. Sheis. There are many different people. Yefes. There are different individuals throughout the history of the world that contributed to the way we know it. Yaakovin the Gid Hanasha. But when Moshe Rabbeinu came along, he went and we gave everything that we had until now. Amram, according to Chazal, also contributed to some degree to the Torah that we have today. And what was the main thing that Amram contributed to us? Chuppah. The mitzvah of chuppah. That when the technique a man marries a woman is by taking the woman into his home and making kiddushin. Amram, because of the gezeirah of Paro, because of the gzer of paro was goyzer kolabena yilad hayoyer tashlichu, he was pirish, and then through the advice of his daughter Miriam, he remarried his mother. And it says in Feresh Rashi, what did he do to remarry his mother? He took his wife, took his mother into a canopy, onto an apirion, into a canopy in a public display, and they were dancing around him, and he took her back. So if you read the words of Rashi, okay, very nice, he made a little ceremony, a little party, public knowledge, everyone should also to take back their wives. The Mepharshim, the Midrashim, they take much more significance than what Amram did. Amram didn't just take back his wife. Until the time of Amram, when a man got married, he was a Mekadesher. He married, or whatever he did, and in the Maaseh Kiddushin, that's it, you were married. Like a guy gets married, you get married, you go to court, you go to city hall, and the clerk says, I do, and you're married, and congratulations, off to the races. Right, it's all over. That's whole marriage. That's how it was by Klal Yisrael until the time Amram, when he remarried Miriam, and because of the Gzeir of Paro, he went to show up Paro, to rebel against Paro, he was misaking a new Maisa Kinyan in marriage. That in marriage, it's not enough just to have Kiddushin. Part of the marriage, you make Kiddushin, you're not allowed to live with your wife. You can make the Kiddushin like you had until now, like everyone until now had Maisa Kiddushin. Off limits. Wife is off limits, she's still lost her. You have to do a new Maisa called the Maisa Chuppah, where there are 10 people who witness you take this woman into your Rishus, and you recite a series of brachos, 7 brachos to finalize this transaction of bringing her into your Rishus. Amram is the one who invented, who was Mechadesh, the Maisa Kiddushin. Maisei chuppah. Kiddushin came later. Moshe Rabbeinu, the way, the technique of Kiddushin, ki yikach ish isha, kesef, shtar, bia, the mechanics of how we do a Maisei Kiddushin was invented by Moshe Rabbeinu. Halacha l'Moshe Sinai, it was Kiddushin. I married a woman, take her to your house. But Moshe said, this kesef, the shtar, this bia, he put it in the rules. But the Kinyan chuppah was invented by Amram, and that was incorporated into the Torah. The Mela, the Brisker Rav, says that's why it's Aidei chuppah. We're discussing the chronology of Klal Yisrael, how the mitzvah came into event, chuppah v'kiddushin. But it opens up to us an incredible insight, is that every chuppah that you go to, every wedding that you go to, you're really inviting to the wedding Amram. Amram is a person that we don't know much about. He's a very mysterious man. Who was this Amram? He was the father of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the Gadol Hador before Moshe Rabbeinu arrived on the scene. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe for the very first time. In whose voice? In whose voice did it sound? We learned this in Mishlei. In the voice of Amram. The voice of Amram. Amram is our beginning into our introduction to Klal Yisrael, is Amram in many, many respects, and especially in the Maisa of Nisuin. Okay, let me go to a few more very short things. Some interesting things. Basia, and Tzipora. The Medrash says something shocking. They were twin sisters. Bisya was adopted by Paro, and Tzipora was adopted by Yisro. And that's what it says. Now, if you want to make things even more bizarre, another Medrash says, it says even more that Bisya and Tzipora were Moshe Rabbeinu's twin sisters. Moshe was a triplet. Bizarre as it gets, right? He married his sister. He married his own sister. Okay, like I told you, these are bizarre things.
It was a very long birth.
A long labor.
I think a case in Israel, a woman gave birth early, and they shed a twin, and this twin was kept in for another month to develop.
They weigh the other child. Only today they can do that. Today's technology, you can do all these things. Okay, Moshe, this is a beautiful Chassam Sefer. Really beautiful idea. Moshe Chassam Sefer says, we know that the Gula, why is Moshe Rabbeinu called Moshe? There's a lot of beautiful drush in the name of Moshe. Moshe is Rosh Tevos, Hinei Mitaso Shalishlomo. Moshe, also, we know that when the Klal Yisrael, they left Mitzrayim, the pasuk tells they were there for 430 years. U'Moshe b'nei Yisrael, asher yashu b'Mitzrayim shloshim shana v'arba me'al shana. Now, how long was the Shibut, the Koshe HaShibut, how long were they actually enslaved? Did they do Avedas Perach? 86 years. So when you deduct 86 from 430, what is the magic number? 344. So for 344 years of the Gezerah, the Avodah, the Ine Oysam, the 430 years, there was no Shibut. From the time of the Leidas Yitzchak, time of Leidas Yitzchak, or from the time of the Bris Ben Avsarim, for that matter, from the time of the Bris Ben Avsarim, until the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the revelation, was 430 years, and 344 of those years was smooth sailing. At the very end, we got stuck. At the very end, the last 86 years. In year 3, what?
Birth of Miriam,
but no, the birth of Moshe, when Moshe was born.
Birth of Miriam,
conflicting midrashim.
It had to be 86 because Moshe was 80.
Moshe was
6 years older.
Moshe was 80.
Aaron was 3, though.
Aaron was 3 and Miriam was 6.
Miriam was 7.
7?
When she started
so that's why the
No, so it's not a contradiction. It's not a contradiction.
From the death of Kahus, that's when she was started.
Okay, we have to figure out how all the numbers. But let me just present you the idea. The gematria of Moshe is 345. Moshe was born 1 year. You have to work out the numbers, the shibut, how to calculate the shibut, and these numbers should work out. One thing is for sure, 430 years was the gzeir, right? And one thing is also for sure,
it was
430. From the time of the Bris Ben Avsarim, it was 430. And the last 86 was definitely shibut. That's a given. That's a given. That leaves us with the number of 344 years. Things were A-OK. In the 300, when it got rough, the last 86 years after year 344, in the year 345, the clock started again with the Bris Ben Avsarim. The world began new with the Bris Ben Avsarim. 430 years. In the year 345 was the birth of Moshe. Happens to be that Moshe was, the reason why he's named Moshe, the Ayin Palam Torah, is because he was born in the year 345. The clock was reset. How that fits into what you mentioned, that Miriam, when the Shiva exactly started, I have to work backwards. But this is what the Chassam Sefer says. Chassam Sefer takes these three raw numbers and says, figure it out. 430 years. When Hashem revealed Himself to Avraham at the Bris Ben Avsarim, the clock started new. New clock. All over again. We're going to start fresh because it's going to be a new plan for creation. For 344 years, everything was good. When things got rough, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu was born to be the Moshian Shel Yisrael. Another reason why he's called Moshe. One last thing, well, Moshe really should have been spelled Mole. Mem Vav. Moshe. How come the Vav is missing? Where is the Vav? Chizkiyahu should have been spelled Choser. Chizkiyah. Why is he spelled Vav Mole? So the answer is, there were six things that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot. He forgot. There were six things he forgot about the Karban Chatos, why he was not eaten when Nadav Avihu died. He forgot about the Mekoshesh, the Mekalel, Beno Slavchad, Zimri, and Tumas Kalim. Six things Moshe Rabbeinu was not aware of that had to be informed. Because but there were six things that were lacking in his mission, in his essence. Therefore, the Medrash says that's why the Vav Moshe is never spelled with a Vav. Chizkiyahu, the mission says he did six things. He did three of them the Rabbanu were happy with, and three things they were not satisfied with. Being in Chizkiyahu, he was an innovator. He invented six things in the Klal Yisrael. A Vav was added to his name. Instead of it being what it should have been, Chizkiyahu, it should have been, that's why it became Chizkiyahu. These two things, Moshe and Chizkiyahu, they are two sides. Moshe, the Vav is lacking, and Chizkiyahu, the Vav was added because of the six. Chizkiyahu did? He stuffed up the hid the Sefer Refuos. It's a Mishnah. I don't remember. I don't remember the six things. We have to look it up. All right, we're out of time. There are more things, but we're out of time. We'll stop here. Have a wonderful day.